Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I would like to invite you at this time to invite members of your team, whether it's your upline or your downline, to listen to the show. And also, if you haven't done so already, to like us on Facebook. As you know, each week we have various guests come on the show. The first Monday is when I am the guest speaker, and I talk about the selling skincare products to the skincare or the beauty professional, I should say. And then on the second week is our roundtable discussion with Ellen, myself, and Gillen. And then the third week is the business opportunity with myself and Sashi. And then the fourth week is Gillen when she talks about skincare. So let's talk about today, selling skincare to the beauty professionals. So today I was thinking, what should I talk about today? And I decided I'm not going to talk about a product, because a lot of times, although like people who are hairstylists, particularly your older hairstylists, they took a real quick course as part of their overall class in skincare. So you know their knowledge, and probably they have not really dove into skincare since they were in school. So with that being said, you know, they're a little out of touch on the patient should and should not use. So, and you coming in as the Avon representative, you are technically the professional. So I want to touch based on one of the questions that I get a lot from my clients, is the order in which to use skincare products. You know, to us, it seems like it's simple because we're a part of this every day. But for the person who really is not really up on skincare, you know, this is a new territory for them. So it could be a little challenging and scary. So I wanted to talk about skincare. So first I'm going to run through, this would be a great time for you to run and get a piece of paper and pen, and I'm going to run through the daytime products. I'm going to go through which ones you go through, and then I'm going to go through the nighttime products, which ones a person should use, and then I'm going to talk about them in depth. So now we're going to go with the order. So in the morning, I always tell people, outside, basically, if their skin is perfect, you know, outside of the toner and a treatment, you know, you're really not adding anything extra to your skincare routine, because you have to cleanse your skin. You may be using the wrong product, but you have to cleanse your skin. No one in their right mind should leave the house without any kind of form of moisturizer. So you have to have a moisturizer on, using a moisturizer, and you should have sunscreen. So during the daytime, you know, you should be cleansing, moisturizing, and using a sunscreen. So let's talk about the order and the day. The first thing you're going to do, that all the clients are going to do, is going to cleanse their skin using a cleanser. The second step would be using a toner. And then the next step is using antioxidant serum. And then the next step, step number four, is an eye cream. And if the person has acne, then the fifth step would be the acne spot treatment. And then the sixth step would be a moisturizer, followed by the seventh step, which would be a sunscreen. So I'm going to go over that again. It's cleanser, toner, antioxidant serum, eye cream, acne spot treatment, moisturizer, and sunscreen. At night, the procedure is a cleanser, a toner, eye cream, a treatment. You know, your treatment could be a retinol, it could be some kind of acne treatment, it could be anti-aging serum, it could be an AHA peel, or it could be a clay mask. This is your treatment section. And then the fifth step will be a hydrating mask or face oil, followed by a moisturizer or a night cream. So I'm going over it again. At night, you're using a cleanser, a toner, followed by eye cream, a treatment, which it could be retinol, acne, anti-aging serum, AHA peel, or a clay mask. The fifth step would be hydrating mask or face oil, and then moisturizer or night cream. So let's go on. Let's go and break this down. Dr. Rogers said that the order of application is incredibly important. The skin's job is to keep things out, but many of the skincare products we use have ingredients that we want to get in. Only a very small amount of these ingredients can penetrate the skin, even when perfectly formulated and perfectly applied. If you don't apply the product in the correct order, you will not see the best results from your skin regimen. So how to layer your skin products? And here's the step-by-step procedure in which we're going to go over. So your daily routine, the morning routine is all about protection from the sun, from the pollution, and the elements. That's so important. Is the morning routine is the protection. This is your shield from the sun, pollution, and the elements. Step one is the cleanser. In the morning, start by splashing your face with warm or lukewarm water, and then you wash with a gentle face cleansing designed for your skin type. You just don't go to the store or pharmacy or whatever, Walgreens or whatever, and just pick up a cleanser because it says cleanser. You really should use a cleanser that is designed for your face. Number two is a toner. Most people choose to skip the toner partially because there's a lingering assumption that most toners are harsh and irritating to the skin, and that's not true. They really don't physically shrink the pores, I should say. But what they do is the toners serve a multi-purpose. Like, it acts as a delivery system for the antioxidants, vitamin B derivatives, and even toning acids. Additionally, each type of toner is intended for a different skin type. And so it's important to use the right kinds of toner for your skin. Toners were created to help return the skin's pH level back, which, you know, after it's been exposed to harsh soaps. Also, toners is also like a backup system. It picks up what the cleanser may have missed, or if you left traces of the cleanser. Oh my God, I'm just thinking. I don't think I cleaned my tools at my store at my spa. Oh my God. Anyway, it's also a backup tool for the cleanser that you may have left on your skin. Alcohol-based toners contribute to over-drying the skin by stripping the protective oils, and water-based toners are a poor vehicle for getting active ingredients into the skin. So you really need to know what the toner has in the ingredients, and are those ingredients appropriate for your skin. Step 3 is antioxidant serum. Serums are super concentrated, and it nourishes and dense treatments that address specific concerns. So it's better to keep them as close to the skin as possible. That's why it's the third step. And you know, cleanse it, the cleanse. You further cleansing with the toner, and then boom, you're putting that serum onto your skin. It provides a variety of benefits, from building the skin inflammatory response to neutralizing damaging from the UV rays and elements. Step 4 is your eye cream. It's vital to apply eye cream at least every night, if not twice a day, starting in your 20s. It's about maintaining health and thickness of the eyelid skin. Improving the skin quality in this area early on assures that the eyelid skin does not easily lose elasticity and smooth appearance later on. So, you know, the eye cream is your best, should be your best friend. Regular use of eye cream over time will keep the eyelid skin skin elastic and can improve or prevent against some fine lines or collagen loss. Let's see. And also, when I can't stress this enough, you should remember to always protect your eyes with sunglasses from the UV light rays that can be damaging to that area of your skin. Step number 5 is your spot treatment. And this is like your prescription medication. Acne spot treatments like serums need to be applied as close to skin as possible to maximize their benefits. As acne spot treatments differ in active ingredients, you can even check the product label or consult your skincare professional for the best ones to apply. Prescription strength benzoyl peroxide is a common acne spot treatment ingredient and has 1 to 3 hours working time according to the professionals. Any cream that comes in contact with it before it has completed its work will likely inhibit the active ingredients from working properly. So, you know, really make sure you remember that the acne spot treatment can dry out your skin, so you always apply only on the spots where it's needed. Step number six is moisturizing. And I mean, everybody, even your entire body has natural lubricants, but you still need to moisten your skin. And the reason being is because it's protective coating against harsh outside conditions and infections. And most of us need to do extra hydration after the havoc of the sun, weather, harsh chemicals, you know, wreck on our skin. The best time to apply moisturizers on the skin is when the skin is damp. So the sooner you get through, you know, the serum and treatment, the sooner you're able to lock in much needed hydration with your moisturizer. And if you're using an acne spot treatment, you may want to skip those areas when applying your moisturizer. Make sure that the ingredients in the moisturizer won't interfere with the active ingredients in the spot treatment. And then 7 is your sunscreen. Sunscreen should be your last step in your daytime skincare routine, and is using a physical or a mineral sunscreen, which works by physically blocking the UV rays. This step becomes tricky when using a chemical sunscreen. Chemical sunscreens have to absorb into the skin to be effective, so applying after moisturizer will delay and hinder that. However, if you apply your chemical screen before your moisturizer will work as well either with the skin being coated with a chemical sunscreen. Oh, and that's my Chinese food. So, excuse me while I run downstairs and pay for my Chinese food. I haven't eaten all day because I have been fasting. And that's something we all should do also. It's fast. Fasting is good for our bodies, our health, our diet. So, pardon me, everyone, while I pay for my Chinese food, I'm looking for my money, my dinero. Okay. I apologize, everyone. Okay. Hi, how are you? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, I apologize, everyone. But I haven't eaten. And this is my opportunity to eat. And I'm going to go back. So we stopped at the sunscreen. I go back and look at my notes and see what do I next on my list in terms of the steps of cleansing the skin. So, I'm back upstairs. So we talked about the sunscreen side by everyone. Now, well, basically, that's it. We talked about the treatments. We talked about the serum. Other consideration you may want to choose between prescription meds for acne or rosacea, or exfoliating treatments like AHA or BHA pads, peels, and detoxifying masks. If you use both on the same night, you will significantly increase your risk of irritating your skin. So, you know, try not to use everything, you know, all the treatments. Try not to use them all at once. You know, rotate them. So if you're going to exfoliate one day, maybe in 2 days you use a detoxifying mask or a peel. But don't try to do everything in one day. Just like prescription meds, don't use retinol creams over-the-counter and prescription on the same night as an exfoliating treatment. And that's another way you can irritate your skin. Of exfoliating treatments, use these sparingly. Once a week for people who have normal and maybe a combination skin, and then maybe twice a week for those who have oily skin. Detoxifying clay mask, for most people, use it once a week is plenty of time. So with hydrating mask or face oil, if your skin is on the dry side, you may want to add a hydrating cream mask or face oil. Both product types are generally mild and can be typically used as on the skin for an extra boost of hydration. Moisturizing or night cream. Some people use the same moisturizer in the day and at night. However, night moisturizer or night creams are generally thicker and heavier and designed to absorb over the course of several hours. Moisturizer, particularly the heavier ones used at night, create a protective coating on the skin to prevent water evaporation while you sleep. So maintaining a high content of skin is key for healing and maintaining a healthy skin. If you are using the right moisturizer for your skin type, it should it should be your last step, because nothing is going to go through it. Timing matters too. Aside from walking, okay, let me see what else I want to talk about. And that's basically it. The only other thing I would say is that, and this is where people make a lot of mistake also, is that they would buy like a Mary Kay moisturizer and an Avon cleanser and a Clinique toner, and no. The products in one product line are designed to chemically work together. So you should not really mix products. Very important. Tell your customers don't mix products. And buy skincare. If they want results, they have to buy the skincare product that addresses their skincare needs. They can't just pick up random skincare product. It just doesn't work that way. You have to select a skincare product that is designed for your skin, your skin type. It's just, it doesn't get any simpler than that. It just doesn't. And you should get the whole system of the skincare product. And so, which means you should use the cleanser, the toner, the moisturizer, the mask, the exfoliating, the treatment, the eyes. Everything should be from the same company. From the same product line, I should say, and it should be for your same skin type. You should not mix. Oh, how should I say this? You should not mix within the product line. So, for example, Avon has, I'm trying to think of a good example. Okay, so Avon has this, Avon, oh boy, this is not, I'm trying to think. Okay, so Avon has different types of skin. They have the skincare products for young adults, and they have skincare products for the maturing skin. You don't want to mix with, even within the product line. You want to stay within the recommended products that the manufacturer has listed. I hope that makes sense to you. And I struggle here with the Avon and trying to make an example, because Avon keeps changing this skincare product line. But you don't want to you want to stay within you want to stay with the same company manufacturer, but you also want to stay within the same system, because once again the products are designed to work with each other. Okay, so I think I've covered. Oh, and you know, the other thing is be familiar with ingredients, and if you're a poor speller like me, one of the things you could do is take the product, Google its ingredients, and it will pop up. And then you can go and you can look and see, and you can research each one of the ingredients to see what are you actually putting onto your skin. Because a lot of times we just put on things and we don't even know what's going on. Then we realize we have a problem. The only people I know who are very conscious of what they put on their skin are people who have nut allergies. They read labels. And, you know, we need to be just as diligent as if we had allergy to nuts when it comes to our skin, what we're putting on our skin. So I think that's all I have to say. I hope this was helpful for you. And you, what you may want to do, you may want to go to a hair salon and ask, can you do a demo and a lecture just to teach people how to appropriately put on skincare product and when. You may be surprised, and you may be surprised you might get people who might, which would be a good thing. So with that said, I hope everyone, I'm done, and I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Make it happen. Place your orders. And Father's Day is coming. And the same, just like I gave you this information to go to, and I'm sure people in their mind were saying, well, they go to hair salon to share this golden nuggets with their hair salon. But don't forget about the barbershops. Because you think ladies don't know, men are clueless. And more men, and I posted this on Facebook the other day, I have just as many men clients coming to me for skincare. Men are really taking care, more so than females. Ladies, shame on you. They are taking care of themselves and skincare wise. So, you know, we got to do the same. We have to do the same. So with that, ladies, so I would contact your barbershop and offer to do the same type of a workshop. And then you can really get in depth and, you know, have the men feel the product and, you know, touch and feel. And you'll be surprised. You'll really be surprised. So, make it happen. Make it happen. Okay, ladies, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And again, you make appointments to see people and so you can set up these types of workshops. And with that, I wish everybody a good evening. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.